Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Hope you've had an awesome week and settling into the weekend. It's been quite the week around the world and I'd just like for all of us to come together. Let's pray for peace, unity and calm over the coming days as they unfold. Rightio then, when you apply for a position at an organisation, a company or a business, employers require you to fill out a resume and submit it as part of the application process. Some companies also require you to send a cover letter with your resume to explain why you're qualified for the position. So while a cover letter may be optional for some positions, it's usually a good idea to include one in any application you submit. Many job seekers still don't understand how important cover letters are in their job search. Your cover letter has the power to turn your job application from a maybe to a yes. Even the little details like how you address your cover letter can impact a hiring manager's or recruiter's decision whether to give you a call or not. So as a job seeker, there are many ways you can choose to address your cover letter. And today I'm going to introduce those to you. Here on the radio show, we're going to be talking about what a cover letter is, why it's important for you to send one with your resume, and some other tips and tricks you should consider when you're creating your cover letter and before submitting your job application. Okay, you are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. Today is episode 15, and it's all about cover letters, like I said. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. My background is I'm no stranger to wearing high-vis workwear, getting down and dirty in the grease and the coal dust, and my passion and purpose now is to reinforce confidence, support and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and to consider pursuing these non-traditional roles and careers within the varied industry sectors as I share my knowledge, career experiences, and understanding of the industries. So here we are on the radio show. Good morning to one and all of my listeners across Australia and a very pleasant good afternoon to our listeners in the US. I hope we can keep you in good company and provide you all with a little more valued insight into some much needed topics needed to be discussed for women wanting to transition into varied industry sectors. I'll also take this opportunity to say today's episode is brought to you by one of the show's sponsors, Brenjo's Earth Moving. And it may also be a good time to mention that the show may and does contain some adult language. And there's a big shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today. Stay safe and I hope you have an awesome day. Okay, let's get into it. And let's get on with it. We'll get back to the show. So we're talking about cover letters today, and it's what's the purpose of them? What are they? Some might be asking. Well, if you've never prepared one or submitted one, I guarantee by the end of the hour, you'll be all clued up. So the formal definition of a cover letter is it's a career marketing document that enables job seekers to highlight their prominent career achievements and qualifications. It creates an interest for the hiring manager or recruiter to call for a one-on-one interview and it helps candidates explain gaps in their employment. So your cover letter typically accompanies your resume as part of your job application. It further allows you to explain why you are the perfect fit for the available vacancy, what value you can add to the company, and how your expertise aligns with the responsibilities of the advertised position. So, in a nutshell, cover letters help the hiring managers and recruiters better evaluate your career profile against the vacant position. Now, various studies have revealed that most hiring managers make up their mind about a candidate after reviewing the cover letter. Some employers may make the cover letter an essential part of the job application and rejecting any applicants that are submitted without a cover letter. That's, you know, that's pretty high point to keep in mind. So what is the purpose of a cover letter? Now, a cover letter accompanies your CV and resume, as I said, and it's part of the job application more so. It provides further detail on how your skill sets aligns with the role that you're applying for, what you can bring to the team, and why you want the position. Cover letters allow recruiters and hiring managers to develop a better understanding of your suitability for the position. So when your cover letter is being reviewed, this is often the point which first impressions are made in the minds of the employer. So making it an essential part of your application is a must. And in addition to this, employers often favour CVs that are accompanied by a cover letter and will in most cases specifically request one as a mandatory requirement to apply for all their vacancies. Now you're scratching your head and you're asking, so what's the objective of the cover letter? And here and now, I'll let you know. And we'll discuss them in a bit more detail further on. But first, they give you the chance to introduce yourself and let the hiring managers get an insight into who you are and whether or not you're an experienced, you know, engineer, mech engineer, civil engineer, you're a competent and productive, efficient operator, you're a highly motivated sales professional, an IT geek, whatever your expertise is. Then it complements your resume rather than repeating the same content. And it invites the hiring manager to call you for a personalised interview. You need to grab the attention of the reader so they become more interested in your professional profile. And they explain how you can contribute to the growth of the company. It also sheds light on your most notable career achievements, skills, credentials, experiences, and qualifications. And it matches them against the demands of the vacant position. So your next question is, how important is a cover letter? Some companies value cover letters more than others, depending on the position you apply for. But it's still an important tool for you to use that can help you get noticed. And as I said earlier, your cover letter tells your story. And there's a few more reasons also why your cover letter can help you get the job. First up, it straight up tells your story. Your cover letter gives you the opportunity to elaborate on your story before getting the chance to interview with the hiring manager or recruiter. While you get the chance to detail your qualifications for the job and explain what makes you a good fit, an employer gets to know more about your current situation. So, for example, you may have left a previous employer and are trying to start a new career path, or you're an entry-level employee who's looking to gain professional experience in the field that you're wanting to pursue. Either way, a cover letter gives you the opportunity to define your personal brand and demonstrate what type of core values you can bring to the company. Next, it builds a relationship with the employer. And that's important. Building a relationship is pivotal to getting a job that aligns with your career goals. And the same applies to writing a cover letter. The main difference being sending a resume and a cover letter is that a resume covers the facts about what you've done, whereas the cover letter, it displays your personality more so to the employer. And I'd highly recommend that you show what accomplishments had the most meaning to you in your professional career and why, because this gets it more personable. And by explaining your accomplishments, you're highlighting what brings meaning to you in the workplace and why. And then it also explains your relationship with someone who may have referred you into applying for the position. You may be in a position where you've learned, leveraged your networking to help you get a job. Maybe you were part of an informational interview or know someone who works at the company that you're applying for, maybe another friend or family member, or maybe you heard of the position at a networking event. Regardless, the cover letter explains how you met your referral and how your conversation with them inspired you to apply for the position. Your cover letter should bring your CV to life. So by aligning your CV with the job specs for the role, you can highlight exactly why you should be hired for the position while expressing your keenness to become a part of the team and the company. Okay, we're going to take a little break, listen to a tune, and I'll be back soon. Okay, thanks for tuning back in. Now, did you also know that there are some simple mistakes that can ruin your cover letter? Finding a job isn't a simple task in any normal circumstances. Add in an ultra-competitive job market and there's no margin for error. So for job seekers, an underwhelming cover letter is one of the major factors preventing them from moving forward in their job search process. And it's the smallest errors that can get your cover letter tossed out, thrown in the bin. Cover letters are extremely important to securing a job interview. If you continue to make the same mistakes over and over again, you may never hear back about the job opportunities that you want. And that might be the reason why you're not hearing back. Recruiters go through hundreds of cover letters and know exactly what they're looking for. If your cover letter has these simple mistakes in it, it will get tossed, sure as shit. A lazy greeting, don't start your cover letter off with "to whom it may concern." This phrase is impersonal, it's old-fashioned, and it's incredibly lazy. I'll go into that in much more detail later on. Don't go to bragging too much. If the majority of your cover letter is focused on how great you are, then you have a problem. Many job seekers will take up space in their cover letter with empty statements, just like, "I'm a self-starter and a great team player." Not only should such these statements be quantified, but there's really no room for such self-promotion in your cover letter. Instead, the cover letter should focus on how you understand the company you're applying to and its mission and values, and how you personally connect to that mission and values. You need to make a personal connection and show how you'll be able to fit into the company and its culture. You can sell your skills in your resume, and if you land an interview, you'll have an additional opportunity to sell yourself as a strong employee then. Treating your cover letter like a resume, well, it's an entirely different document than your resume. The point being, and I can't stress it enough, a recruiter will not waste their time looking at two documents that are virtually identical. A resume captures your work history, your skill sets and accomplishments, while your cover letter is your opportunity to express interest in the job and make a connection with the company. Like I said before, you need to make it personal. You need to personalize it. And the best way to do this is with a disruptive cover letter, in which you grab the recruiter's attention from the start by sharing a personal story about how you connected with the company or the position you're applying for. Explain what you admire about the company you're applying to. Do they sell a product or provide a service that's had a big impact on your life? Do they support causes you're passionate about? Why do you feel connected to their mission? Once you draw the recruiter in, you can slowly begin to explain why you'd fit into that company's culture. Not sure of the right way to send your cover letter to the employers either? Well, there are some critical things you should keep in mind. And I'll give you some tips for sending your kick-ass cover letter to the employers. Now, you already understand how important it is to write a disruptive cover letter for each position, but how do you send your cover letter to the employers without making a mistake? There's three tips I'll give you, and that's for successfully sending your cover letter to the employers. Number one is PDF it. Always send your cover letter as a PDF so your formatting doesn't get all screwed up, unless you're instructed differently by the employer. Why? Because your attachments can be sent to multiple people within the company, and you don't want your kick-ass cover letter to get lost at the bottom of the email chain. So let's make things easy. Saving and sending your cover letter as a PDF should be the default. Make a note of that. There'll be less confusion on their end, and you can be sure that your cover letter is being viewed in the correct format and won't take away from the appeal of your entire job application. Number two, and I can't stress this enough, proofread. Proofread it like 6-8 times. And if you think you've proofread it enough, do it again. This is one of your first impressions. Make it a good one. Don't let typos or grammatical errors hurt your brand. It also doesn't hurt to have someone else or another set of eyes review your cover letter before you send it out. So ask a friend or a colleague to proofread your cover letter and give you any feedback that they may have on the format, your sentence structure, or the clarity of it. So, and also, does the story you tell in your cover letter convey everything you want to say effectively without spelling and grammatical errors? And the third tip is leave out the email address until the last minute. Don't put the email address in until you're 100% sure your message is perfect. You don't want to accidentally send in your job application without attaching your cover letter or reviewing its contents on more time. And I've done that myself. I've got it all ready and hit the submit button before attaching what I'm supposed to attach. So here's a bonus tip. Don't attach the email address or don't insert it until you're ready. You've got everything attached and then type in the email address and click submit. If you follow these three tips, you'll ensure to keep or make your cover letter a great impression. Okay, let's do a little advert and we'll come back and we'll continue.
Hi, Glow Getters. We're Brenjo's Earth Moving, a professional earth moving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries, located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
Okay, to the women who break the glass ceilings and pave the way for others after them. This is Kick-Ass Women Making Waves segment. Now, if you're not familiar with this yet, well, I thought it was about time to introduce a weekly segment to recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world of the rail, mining, resources, STEM and construction industries. We live in an exciting period of history. The groundswell for change to a more gender-balanced world is growing, with people speaking up and demanding equal opportunity for all women in all walks of life. Now, women are making their own noise about equality and achievement in all sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. These women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance, challenge the status quo, defy societal norms with the love of their work and improving the quality of life for many others. They are mothers, daughters, sisters. They are worthy to be honoured. So each week, I'm going to spotlight one of these extraordinary women who are making a difference and that are inspiring role models that we have the privilege to work alongside of every day. Depends on where you work. Now, I've been seeing posts on various platforms with this young lady's photo, and it started to get me intrigued because I hadn't read any of them yet. So when I started reading the posts and stories, I got the surprise of my life afterwards. And wow, wow, wow. This young lady is going to be a phenomenal trailblazer. I'll take that back. I mean, she already is for her age. So this week, our Kick-Ass Women Making Waves spotlight is on Alicia Carson. Alicia Carson, astronaut trainee, and she is just 19 years old and has already started her astronaut training to be the first person to walk on Mars in 2033. Alicia is the youngest person to graduate from the Advanced Space Academy and the only person in the world to have completed every NASA space camp. At just 19 years old, Alicia's list of accomplishments include witnessing three space shuttle launches, attending space camp seven times, Space Academy three times, Robotics Academy once, the youngest to graduate Advanced Space Academy, and multiple SALI ride camps. Now, back in 2012 and 2013, she furthered her education at Space Camp Turkey and Space Camp Canada, becoming the first person to attend all three NASA space camps in the world. And then in January 2013, NASA invited her to be on the MER-10 panel in Washington, D.C. to discuss future missions to Mars live on NASA TV. Now, she was later selected as one of the seven ambassadors representing Mars One, a mission to establish a human colony on Mars in 2030. And then in October of 2016, Alicia was the youngest to be accepted and graduate the Advanced Possum Academy, officially making her certified to go to space and an astronaut trainee. Now, Alicia has a large social media following, about 175,000 followers on Instagram and over 13,000 on Twitter, as well as she has her own personalised website where those interested can purchase one of Alicia's mission patches or donate to her foundation. The life plan Carson has set out when she was little has been a long time coming. Now, you can follow her on at NASA Blueberry or at project_possum. Congratulations, Alicia Carson. You are one hell of a kick-ass woman making waves. Now, the Shout Out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series is all about recognising that our successes and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support, mentorship, love and encouragement of others. So if there's someone that you want to dedicate a shout out to, nominate them. Send it on into me. And remember, Kick-Ass Women Making Waves is built on recommendations and shout outs from the industries, from fellow colleagues. It's how we uncover hidden gems. So if you or someone you know deserves recognition, please let me know. Email me at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. And we'll be back to do our take five. Okay, thanks for tuning back in. So now I'm going to give you some tips and tricks for writing your kick-ass cover letter. And do you hate writing cover letters? Most people do. However, employers expect to see a cover letter with your resume. They read your letter and form impressions of you as a candidate based on what they read. And a bad cover letter, or a lack of one at all, can cause you to lose the chance to interview. The good news is that it's easier than you think to write a cover letter that gives them a very positive first impression, makes you stand out from other candidates, and gets you that interview. So you use your cover letter to sell yourself for the job. The job search itself is psychologically a sales process, and your cover letter is the very first advert that will grab attention and interest even before they read your resume. In this context, the employer is a customer in the process, and just like with any customer, you have to get their attention by talking about what they need and what they are interested in. So if you said, "I am very excited to speak with you about this job," is not nearly attractive as if you said, "I am excited to speak with you about how I helped my last company triple their production." You need to target your cover letter. So this cover letter should apply only for this job. Don't try to use the same letter for each opportunity. It just won't work. But that doesn't mean that you can't use elements of a letter, of a good letter, multiple times over. It just means that you should have this particular job at this particular company in mind when you put together this cover letter. And you've got to remember, when you're writing your cover letter, you're writing it to a person. So this is one of the reasons that generic formal templates fall flat. If you would not be interested in reading an overly formal, stilted piece of prose, chances are that the hiring manager, your future boss, they won't either. But be a professional, but use your own voice and inject some personality in your letter. And the best way to create your cover letter is build it with three paragraphs. The first paragraph is your introduction. Say what job you're interested in and why they should be interested in talking to you about it. And the second paragraph is your evidence. This paragraph is where you highlight some of the most significant things you've done. Do yourself a favour and use bullet points. And the third paragraph is your closing. Don't just say that you're looking forward to hearing from them. Tell them when you'll call to follow up. Usually this would be in a day or two. You need to quantify evidence of your accomplishments in your cover letter. So to quantify means to describe in terms of numbers, statistics, dollars or percentages or output. This is a powerful attention grabber for employers. Numbers break up the expense of text and they don't lie. So instead of saying that you reduced operating costs, say that you reduced operating costs by 30% or whatever it was. That will grab their attention. And when you're applying for jobs, cover letters can feel like the bane of your existence. I know, I'm a writer, and even I find the process daunting. What am I supposed to include? How many dumb jokes can I throw in? Do I have to use "to whom it may concern"? No, remember I said that? Do cover letters matter anymore? Although it sometimes seems like writing anything longer than a tweet is going the way of the dodo, cover letters still matter, especially if you don't have a recruiter or a direct introduction to the hiring manager. And a compelling cover letter can be the thing that grabs the reader's attention and shares how your career story lines up with what the company is looking for. It's your chance to show fit as well as an opportunity to give the reader just a hint of your style and your personality. And that's like I was saying, make your cover letter personable. Plus, since most cover letters are bad, a great cover letter gives you a strong advantage over your competition. So here are some of my tips that will help you write your kick-ass letter. Number one is don't use a standard template cover letter. Although it might seem obvious that you shouldn't use a standard cover letter, this is the biggest mistake I have seen people make. You have to customize what you're going to say to each individual. All of us know when we get an email that was written for the masses, you know, your group emails, and it doesn't motivate us to take action at all. So whatever you do, don't write a single cover letter and swap out the names and the addresses and the companies as you go and just keep, you know, repeating it and just flicking off. It's imperative that you personalize your cover letter in every way you can. Number two is find a direct contact at the company that you're applying for. This is one of my top three tips for writing your kick-ass cover letter because it's the best way to ensure it gets read. Rather than emailing the general, you know, jobs@sweetascompany.com, try to find out who the hiring manager recruiter is at Sweet As Company and email them instead. The same advice goes for figuring out who to address your letter to. Use the name of the internal recruiter, HR person, or the hiring manager if possible. And this tip is important because it allows you to tailor your letter to not only the company, but also the individual. You need to invest the time to learn about who you're writing to and what's important to them. Now, we all know it's a noisy world. And I found that making emotional connections get more responses than anything else. So to find this information, you could easily call or email the company to ask who's hiring for a certain position. Definitely use LinkedIn or the company website to determine the name of the HR person. Search them on Google or Twitter for human resources at the company name. And reach out to any contacts who work there and might be able to help you out. And if all else fails and you can't find a name, I'd recommend addressing your letter using Dear Hiring Team instead of To Whom It May Concern. This is definitely one you should never use, no matter the circumstances. And I'm going to divert here and tell you specifically why you shouldn't write To Whom It May Concern on your cover letter. It's impersonal. The whole point of your cover letter, your disruptive cover letter at least, is to connect with the employer. How can you do that when you begin your cover letter with such an impersonal greeting? When you write To Whom It May Concern on your cover letter, you've already lost an opportunity to be warm and friendly. This type of greeting is cold and formal, something you'd see in business correspondence, definitely. Maybe a cover letter was considered a form of business correspondence 20 years ago, back in the day. But it's much more than that now. So skip the formality. Your cover letter should be personal. It should tell your story, remember, the story of why you want to work for the company, why you're passionate about what they do, and how you believe you can help them achieve their goals as an organization. And no good story ever began with To Whom It May Concern. It's outdated. If you write To Whom It May Concern on your cover letter, there's a good chance, and I mean a very good chance, the hiring manager will think, a bit old-fashioned, they might be, if they didn't already think so after reviewing your resume. In the job search, it's all about relevancy. By using such an outdated greeting in your cover letter, the hiring manager or recruiter will also begin to question just how relevant your skills are, how up-to-date and how modern they are, or if you're still relevant in your industry. Simply put, To Whom It May Concern is outdated, old-fashioned, and can bring into question your relevancy as a professional, a business one, of course. That's not something you ever want. And again, it's lazy. And it might have been completely fine, you know, before the internet and the rise of professional networking sites like LinkedIn, But now information about who works at a certain company and their roles within the company, it's freely available and out there for anybody to find. You just have to go looking for it. That's why when you use this type of cover letter greeting, it can come off as lazy, as I said, and the hiring manager or recruiter may think you didn't care about the job opening to properly address the cover letter appropriately to the person who'd be reading it. So do you really care about getting the job? Do you really want the job? If you're lazy, even before you get the job, would someone be wrong to assume you'd probably be lazy on the job as well? Have a think about it. In your job search, you never want to do the bare minimum. Okay? So writing to whom it may concern on your cover letter is the bare minimum. How you address your cover letter is more important than you think. Every little detail can impact a hiring manager's impression of you. So whatever you do, avoid the impersonal, outdated and lazy greeting of to whom it may concern on your next cover letter. You'll thank me later. Okay, back to tip number three, nail the lead. Now that the salutation is out of the way, it's time for the most important part of your cover letter, the lead. If you think I'm writing to apply for XY position will get you in the door, you're dead wrong. Start out with that as the lead and you've lost me before I even get to the second sentence. And I'll tell you that up front, here and now. You have to draw the reader into the story by sharing what about the organisation most impresses or captivates you, and more specifically, you want to work for them. Suck them in, draw them in. And I'll go as far as recommending something that's memorable and thoughtful. Be creative. Number four is explain what you'll deliver. Once you've hooked your reader, the next few paragraphs should explain what you can do for them and the company and of what value you'll bring for them. Spell out very quickly and succinctly what you can walk through the company's doors and deliver with the deliverables of the job directly in mind. It doesn't have to be a guessing game. And I'll also point out that the job description will give you some very solid hints about what they're looking for. Remember, they're our keywords. And I'll also suggest using 3 to 4 bullet points within the letter like I did before. And under each one, you should quantify the outcomes you can produce to solve your employer's biggest problems. So instead of saying, I sold $300,000 worth of product at my last job, you could say, I will use my past experiences to double sales of your products within the next 12 months. After all, if you write a rock star resume, it'll have all the details about your past positions. And then number five is sprinkle in some personality. Remember, your cover letter is all about being personable. No one wants to fall asleep while reading your cover letter. So you shouldn't be afraid to use a conversational tone and a bit of personality. We all get so hung up on the what it ought to be or the rules for cover letters that we end up with the world's most boring say nothing and the products. Dare to be different. Just keep it on point with what the company is looking for and what you can deliver. And show them how you can culturally fit in. As for busting out jokes and casual language, this depends on your writing strengths, the personality of the company or brand, and the position you're applying for also. If you're applying to be an auditor at a conservative financial services firm, say, keep it formal. But if you're applying to be a copywriter for a funky ad agency or marketing agency, by all means, you've got plenty of room to play there. Gauge the culture and personality of the brand and adjust your tone accordingly. Number six is avoid cliches and don't babble on. I also think these are two of the biggest mistakes job seekers make with their cover letters. People rattle on and on about what they want rather than show the recruiter exactly how and why they'd be a great fit. Or they go off on irrelevant tangents in an effort to look witty or original or smart. When you write your cover letter for a job, you should be succinct and remain focused on the reader's needs, the employer's needs. You should also avoid meaningless words. Many people stuff a bunch of cliches into their cover letters, like proven track record, results driven, and my personal favorite, very uniquely qualified. You can't be very unique. That statement alone is redundant. You're either unique or you're not. You have to use your cover letter to capture the reader's attention and address their needs, which don't include those cliches. And lastly, add a call to action. Okay, you're almost done. Before wrapping up your dazzling and kick-ass cover letter, you need to add one more thing, a call to action for your reader. Make it clear what you want them to do and what you're going to do. Your call to action could include a timeline for following up or a way that the reader can connect with you. Either way, make sure the reader knows what action to take now that you've totally wowed them. You've kicked ass. And use spell check and proofread your cover letter, please. But don't rely on spell check, as I've said that. I've had to suggest some words that were absolutely wrong and it doesn't catch everything. So use spell check at the beginning, then proofread it 10 times. Have someone else proofread it. Remember, this is your first impression. Don't let something simple as a typo error ruin the image of you as a competent professional. And then don't email your cover letter as an attachment. If you're emailing your resume to an employer, the resume will be attached to the email. The cover letter should never be attached. If you attach it, all your work will be wasted. Use your cover letter as the body of the email that then you attach your resume to. So whether you want to land your first job or find a better one, step into a new entry-level position, a strong cover letter is your key to success. Take your time. Let your personality shine. Create your glow and then get ready for the interviews. Okay, we'll take a little break and we'll come back.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
Okay, so here are your take five tips on cover letters. And to kick off those heels, number one is make it easy to read and match it with your resume. No matter how beautifully you can write, no matter how compelling your story is, an ugly looking cover letter will never get attention. So here's how to make sure your cover letter, your kick-ass cover letter, is readable and attractive. First off, start off with your font. Choose one of the standard resume fonts and don't set the font size below 12 points. Remember, business letters should look conservative in general. Then look at your margins. Set your cover letter margins to either 1 or 1.5 each side. Depending on how long or short your cover letter is, you should play with the margins to even it out and center it in the page. And make sure your cover letter looks filled out, but also not overly stuffed with words. So your font size, your style, size, and color should match the ones you pick for your resume, or your application is at risk of looking unprofessional. Number two, keep it to a single page. Hiring managers and recruiters are pressed for time. Remember that. They won't read a multi-page cover letter. Its very length would indicate that you're rambling, imprecise, and therefore unappealing. Okay? So keep it to one page. And don't fill it up completely, like I said. Number three, write unique cover letters for each job you're applying for, as every company has a unique problem they're trying to solve through hiring. Even if you're sending out several applications for the same position, tailor each cover letter to individually address each company's problems. And don't just explain that you're competent at your job. You need to demonstrate your awareness of the company's goals and how you can help achieve them. And by doing so, your cover letter will be far more compelling and frame you as a thoughtful and engaging candidate. Number four is very important. Quantify your accomplishments. Both your resume and cover letter should show hard evidence of your accomplishments. So, like I said earlier, put some statistics in, figures, because the numbers don't lie, okay? So without quantifying your accomplishments, your cover letter and resume will make a weak impression. An employee who simply does rote tasks without apparently accomplishing anything won't make a strong job candidate. Number five, demonstrate that you're a cultural fit. Companies increasingly prefer to hire people who fit into their corporate culture. Job seekers also care more about the values and principles that companies believe in before applying. So to ensure that you're a good match for a company's culture fit and that your cover letter reflects it, check their websites and social media pages and profiles. Go on to the company's website and look for their about information or hiring or career pages. These pages usually have a mission statement. They communicate core values and explain exactly the types of people they're hoping to hire. And on the company's social media pages and blogs, gauge its public-facing voice, their image and culture. Is it fun and quirky, or is it serious and business-like, or a mix of both? Tailor your cover letter's tone and language to reflect the values, principles, beliefs, and attitude that the company conveys in all its promotional material and on their social media platforms. Think about reflecting visual cues too. If their website is minimally designed, consider using a simple cover letter template. And don't ignore cover letter advice. Writing cover letters isn't particularly exciting, but it's important to spend time and energy presenting yourself as a consummate professional. Don't give recruiters any excuse to think that you're not a clear thinker, a strong writer, and a detail-oriented person. A sloppy cover letter will do the opposite. So follow my tips and land that job that you deserve. Good luck on the job search. And lastly, here's your safety affirmation for the week. You don't always get what you wish for. You get what you work for. Okay, that's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to reflect on over the weekend. Okay, so you've written an amazing intro and compelling body copy that perfectly highlights your achievements, but you're having a hard time making it through the final stretch, and you're saying, how in the hell do I end this cover letter? You might be thinking to yourself. The truth is, closing a cover letter is a difficult task for many of us and many job seekers. There's a lot of pressure because sometimes the cover letter is the only piece the recruiter will read. Now, remember, if you want to land an interview with your cover letter, you don't want to sound vague or wishy-washy. Your cover letter should illustrate why you are the best fit and how you will help the company or organisation reach success. However, when writing the closing paragraph of your cover letter, it's easy to have a passive voice because you don't want to appear overconfident. Remember what I said about bragging. So, for example, if you say, I look forward to hearing from you, that's great, but that alone doesn't seal the deal. The closing paragraph of your cover letter must be one of the strongest elements because it's the last impression you leave in the reader's mind. Send me an email at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au, and I will send you back five phrases to include in the final paragraph of your cover letter that will help you seal the deal for your next interview. Okay, you guys, as always, I really appreciate and love you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. And in the infamous words of Matthew McConaughey, all right, all right, all right, lovelies. Love having you all share your time with me. Come back next week where we're going to talk about gold diggers and change. Gold diggers being as in goal orientated. And make sure to follow me on my Kick-Ass Women or Joe Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already, where we will break down this episode throughout the week. And if you haven't already as well, I'd really love to hear from you guys. So show some love for your new radio show by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network at bbsradio.com/kickassradio. Now, or you can send me an email. My email is jody@kickasswomen.com.au, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/kickasswomenaustralia, and be sure to stay tuned in for future episodes. Well, that's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well, and you guys rock. Have an amazing weekend and keep in touch. Pos comms. Go on, get your glow on.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick Ass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kick Ass Women website or follow Kick Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick Ass Radio.